One of the coolest things about Asymptote is that with almost every translation we publish, we also publish a reading of the work in its original language to go along with it. Often, the reading is done by the authors themselves, and even if I can't understand the words being read, hearing them gives me a different and valuable way to sense the work of literature before my eyes. After all, words were made to be spoken. So, for the first podcast of the new year, I wanted to take a listen back to some of my favorite Asymptote readings of 2017. I'm Dominic Boyle, and this is the Asymptote Podcast. This past year, the Asymptote team has got a lot done. We've revamped our membership program, shared the work of authors representing nations banned by Trump's executive order on immigration, and most importantly, published four issues packed with beautifully translated literature, free for everyone to enjoy. Another thing we've been up to is creating the Asymptote Book Club. What is it? It's a great way to discover the best in New World literature and support Asymptote at the same time. Each month, get a new fiction title in the mail, handpicked by our award-winning global team. Throughout the month, we'll offer exclusive interviews, discussions, and more to enrich your reading experience. Get a three-month or year-long subscription for yourself, or you can give one to someone special. Sign up by January 10th and get your first book by the end of the month. Find out more at asymptotejournal.com/bookclub. Sound is an important element to almost all literature. That's why, to me, a podcast about literature makes so much sense. I mean, devices like rhyme, alliteration, and anaphora all have their appeal in part because they play with sound, even if it's just the sound that we're imagining in our heads. Reading something in translation, the sound of the original language is usually something that gets lost. After all, we usually read the translation because we don't understand the original language. Ida Böjel is a Swedish poet whose poetry, translated by Jennifer Hayashida, appeared in our July issue. As mentioned online, her work explores neoliberalist language practice and the ways in which stories about life in contemporary cities are negotiated, remediated, and circulated. In our issue, we featured three poems from her work, Ma. The readings on our website are done by Böjel herself, and they caught my ear for the intimate voicing she brings to her work. Here is the Anthropocene, Svea, and Katrina from Ma.
Ur Pangea, Laurasien. Ma. Det hela bröts i delar. Pangea fanns. Och Gondwana bröts ur Pangea. Universum utvidgar sig. Det villkorade tomrummet. Spärrat. I tiden, vriden i människomåttet. Jordens ensamhet, tomhet, jordens övergivna, ensamma vanvett. Tiden, människoeran, antropocen. Också fifflarna fanns, fifflarna, i medsägers flodvåg, chockvåg fanns. Vågor och i vågorna vadande efter någon informationsstyrelsens gröna eller grå praxislappar, efter blöta kex i huvudet under presskonferensens vattentäta skott mot Utrikesdepartementets oljefiffel, järnmalmen, profiten, skenbilderna. Skenbilden att det som var den enda möjliga vägen genom skogsavverkningen, järnmalmen, vapenfabriken och slugheten. Slugheten fanns, Operation Paperclip, granatgeväret Carl Gustav i Kashmir. Årsdagen fanns. Årsdagarna. Järnmalmen. Midsommarbeslutet. Om de tyska soldaternas fria lejd. Över järnvägen mellan norska och finska gränsen. Svea. Fjärilar, fjärilsmina, fördämningar fanns, labyrintisk ekokammare. Frossbrytning, kapslarna, framstupa, sidoläge, floddelta. Säkerhetsläget kunde bedömas utifrån deras kärlek. Vanligtvis kom de ut för att dansa och lyssna. När vi spelade och ingen kom, visste truppen att höja sin stridsberedskap. Det syriska förbandets mänskliga sköldar, en tunn krans av barn, fastklamrade på tanksen för att inte bli skjutna inne i huvudet. Det fanns, och fabriken utanför fabriksväggarna. Vinstmarginalen, den mänskliga faktorn. Vad som blivit rimligt i ett som detta. Fartblindheten, legitima svar, de svaga. Fjärilar, fjärilsmina. Fördämningar fanns. Labyrintisk ekokammare. Frossbrytning. Kapslarna. Framstupa. Sidoläge. Floddelta. Säkerhetsläget kunde bedömas utifrån deras kärlek. Vanligtvis kom de ut för att dansa och lyssna. När vi spelade och ingen kom, visste truppen att höja sin stridsberedskap. Det syriska förbandets mänskliga sköldar. En tunn krans av barn. Fastklamrade på tanksen för att inte bli skjuten inne i huvudet. Det fanns, och fabriken utanför fabriksväggarna. Vinstmarginalen, den mänskliga faktorn. Vad som blivit rimligt i ett som det är. Fartblindheten, legitima svar. De svaga, flodskydden, Katrina.
These next poems by Uyghur poet Tahir Hamut were featured in our January 2017 issue, as translated by Joshua Freeman. In his translator's note, Freeman mentions that Tahir's work draws on the rhythms of colloquial Uyghur. So in preparing this episode, I decided to talk with Freeman to find out more about what he meant by this. I caught up with him when he was on the road, and our interview was done in an airport, so the quality might not be so great, but I hope you can appreciate what he says.
Tahir's style is, perhaps unusually conversational. You know, if you read other Uyghur modernist poets from the same period, from the late 80s, the early 90s, there's a kind of a lyrical register, there's a poetic language which is very clearly differentiated from everyday speech. Whereas Tahir Hamut's poetry from the same period, a lot of it, you could call it colloquial. It's not just in the words that he uses, although that's definitely notable as well, but also just the rhythms of it.
This results in a style that Freeman says is pared back and unadorned.
There's no embellishment, and there's sort of a studied lack of polish to it, you could say, but all in a very controlled way. It works perfectly.
The first poem read by Hamut is Road.
That's one of my favorite poems. That poem is a really special one. And that is somewhat different from the other two that Asymptote published.
One of the ways is the poem's rhythmic nature.
There's a very strong sense of propulsion in this poem.
Caused in part by a suffix added to the end of the lines, sun.
So in Uyghur, the sun is sort of let it happen, let it be. And, you know, the replication here, you know, zimistan zaman qaghan bradam bulsun, ve onu ramana men keldim disun etti gelek naştığa mağam bir perişte bulsun. You know, it's sort of all of these lines ending in sun at suffix. The repetition of this kind of creates a, you know, it creates a very distinctive mood in this poem. Whatever style he's writing in, whichever period you look at in his work, all three of the poems that Asymptote published have this element of moving between great seriousness and lightheartedness and seeing the connections between those two.
Tahir Hamut has been at the forefront of Uyghur poetry for decades, so hearing him read his own work in the original language brings the carefully structured prose of these poems to life in a new way and is truly a treat. Here is Tahir Hamut reading Road, The Border, and The Distance.
Yol. Zimistandın aman qağan bir adam bolsun. O yağmurunu quyu yanchuqığı selip, şamal urqını etziq çeçip atqan bir dehqanın qışığı basun. Ve onunğa mani men keldim desun. Qayta aşıda yetti öydün paxtı tilep, barmaqlarğı qıstırıp mağa kösessun. Ətigellik naştığı mangan bir perişti bolsun. Onun kolu da kök renglik bir posulkı bolsun. O aşı posulkını tiz yollanmada mağa əvəssun. Onun içidin bir bulbul goya çıxsun və mağa mani mən kəldim desun. O perişdə üyüge qaytıp paxtıdın cin çıraqqa pilik əssun. Yıraq çöl bayavanda pəqət mən üçüllü özkən Mendim başka hiç kim dikkat kılmagan bir tüp derek bolsun. Onun gulu tümür, yoprmakı kümüş, meyvesi altın bolsun. Men şamalının urkını koyu yançukumu selip onun kışığı baray. Ve onunğa mani men keldim dey. Kayta aşımda rujek tüvüde cin çırak asılı olturup, bulbul goyanı çüşep mügidevatkan dihkanını kürey. Çek çigra. İkimizni ayırıp etmek tez. Şuna men zorluk küç işiltişki petinanmaymen. Çünkü her ikimizge zahmi yetişi mümkün. Minin nazirimde Beijing aknın asılatı. Çek çigra del aşu yede. Butxanının akı oylisiği tutuşuduğan taş tamının üstüde. Huddu otur asiyalıklarının yalınaş nervisidek mutlak temkin. Ve halen ki, men temkillikni tılgı asamla, nervinin kurulumu güzelliki, Mısır firavirlerinin pap kütküçülleri, senin galit telaffuzun qatarlık, naiti umak bir münç ufkumla isimgi kilidu. Aralık. Biz tomuzgılanın sayrışığı taqabıl turanmayımız. Köpünki aynaknın arkası da doktor hanının binası. Aralık. Sestralanın şekli özgergen çırayı bizning hacivi resimdek oltırışımızını küzdüdü. Biz soğuk su bilen arak içkeç, derizini içivitip, yerim yalangaç halda, turmuş, millet ve kızla doğrusu da zehar hindilaç paranlışımız. Tomuzgılanın avazı pat pat öyge bastırıp kırıp, paranımızın en muhim yerlerini buzuvidudu. Ula bir bahanlarını tepip, mini yalğız taşlap çıkıp gitidu. Kuruk botlıkıladın asıl boğan, turmuşunun bundak romantik mənzirisi, mini xuddi or münçis işçide turğandak es kıldırdı. Mən şikini kulıplayman, işkı berişim kirek. Minin mollaq atkım kilidu, minin üzümünü öltürvağım kilidu.
This next excerpt was just published in our October issue, and it's a battle of languages between French and Farsi. In my opinion, it fits just as well in audio as it does on the page. It's written by Mariam Majidi. She's a rising star of French literature, and just listening to her reading this excerpt, it's easy to understand why. If you haven't already, make sure to read the skillful translation into English by Ruth Diver, which headlined our New Voices in French Literature special feature this October. This is Mariam Majidi reading an excerpt of her novel, Marx and the Doll.
La lutte des langues. Je triomphe. Je suis la langue des Lumières et de Molière. Je suis la langue de tes premières années. Ne l'écoute pas, cette langue est celle du passé qui n'est plus. Souviens-toi de ton terreau. Apprends-moi et oublie le reste. Le persan est l'archer qui fait vibrer ton corps. C'est la langue de l'exil, de l'arrachement, du traumatisme. Je suis peut-être une vieille femme boitante que la vie a rejetée. Le bruit de ma canne et de ma jambe lourde que je traîne est insupportable, mais ce bruit te poursuivra toute ta vie si tu ne me prends pas la main. Oublie cette vieille folle bégayante et laisse-la balbutier son charabia. Je t'offrirai un monde d'intégration, de reconnaissance, de réussite. Je t'offrirai la réconciliation et l'apaisement. C'est faux, elle t'empêchera d'avancer. Je suis le pont entre tes deux patries, elle sent la mort. Si tu m'oublies, tu t'oublieras. Foutaise, ton salut est dans le français. Tu aimes dessiner, non? Parcours du bout de ton crayon mes lettres de l'alphabet, c'est comme dessiner. Tu aimes lire, non? Laisse de côté ces arabesques puériles et suis-moi, je te ferai traverser mes océans littéraires. Je me tairai, mais je te poursuivrai en silence. Sois du côté des vainqueurs, sors de ces histoires de fantômes. Je ne suis pas la langue de ta mère, je suis ta mère dans la langue. Écoute-moi ça, ça ne veut rien dire, je te l'ai dit, ce n'est que du charabia. Tu reviendras vers moi, vers mes lettres ondulantes, vers ma musique douce et plaintive, vers ma poésie aussi. Pour qui se prend-elle? Tu ne reviendras nulle part, tu avanceras droit devant. Tu reviendras, je le sais. Je te laisse pour l'instant dans ta conquête flamboyante du français. Alors le français enveloppe la petite fille de son manteau royal de lys et d'élite. Ils marchent ensemble vers un grand édifice de liberté, d'égalité, de fraternité. Des bouts de papier dansent au-dessus de leur tête, bulletins scolaires élogieux, félicitations méritées, poèmes applaudis tourbillonnent joyeusement et accompagnent leurs pas. Le persan, assis un peu à l'écart sur un banc, les regarde s'éloigner. Vieille femme pensive, encerclée d'une épaisse solitude, balayant du bout de sa canne quelques feuilles et déchets et les vieux rêves du passé.
Back this spring, in conjunction with our special feature on literatures from banned countries, we did a podcast focusing on two authors, Lauren Camp and Omar Youssef Suleiman. For the podcast, I spoke with Suleiman's translator, Khara Murad, and her translations of his poems were featured in that April issue. In preparation for my interview with Murad, I listened to the readings done by Suleiman multiple times, and they've stayed with me as one of my favorite readings of the last year. Murad had this to say about her reaction to the poems.
Do not tell anyone, it's the most heart-wrenching for me because it also illustrates the rejection of the refugees that we are seeing every day. They're not wanted anywhere, and they're aware of it. Yeah, and you have that in the foreign land. It's the last couple lines that they are most powerful. There's nothing but the bareness of our being. They become, as he says in another poem, I am no one anymore. When you arrive as a refugee in a new country, new society, new culture, you are no one. It seems that people forget this when we see a refugee.
Here's Omar Youssef Suleiman reading The People of the In-Between, Do Not Tell Anyone, and In the Foreign Land. They come from his poetry collection Away from Damascus, and they were featured in our April 2017 issue.
شعب البين عندما أسقطت الريح فستانك عن حبل الغسيل ارتجف البناء في الجهة المقابلة فقد رأى نافذتنا عارية. عندما أسقطت القذيفة البناء لم يرتجف أحد. نحتاج أن نقهقها حتى نواري حشرجاتنا تحت الأنقاض. نحتاج أن نسكن بين المواقع الإلكترونية كي لا نرى حولنا أطنان الفراغ. كلما صحونا نتساءل متى وكيف نمنا؟ نمشي على خيوط كهربائية في الصباح الرمادي أعضاؤنا موزعة بين لسانين بين بلاد المنافي وبلادنا المنفية بين أسنان الظلام وفاكهة الضوء بين أعراس جهنم والقمح الأسود نحن أهل البين نتناول الأحاديث كما يتناول طفل مترف عضة من كل تفاحة. لدينا قصائد غير مكتملة، موت غير مكتمل، فوضى مرتبة، وورودنا لا تتفتح ولا تزبل. نحن مواليد جيل إلكتروني، كلما نظرنا إلى السماء لا نرى إلا بنصف عيوننا. لا تخبر أحدا. هل تذكر لعبة القتال حين كنا صغارا؟ كل ما حدث أننا دخلنا إلى الشاشة وأخذ الله مكاننا. بين الجبهات الفسيحة تتوقف عدسة القناص، ثمة ضحية تتهاوى في قلبي. الأب الذي يبسط كفه يغطي الشمس كي لا يحرقه وجه طفلة ميتة. عندما نجتاز الحدود هاربين من الرصاص الحي، لا تخبر أحدا بأننا أحياء. في الأرض الغريبة، ودعنا الحرب عند أبواب المدينة، وأودعنا حقائب الخراب لدى حرس لا شيء. ها ثيابنا مدرجة بالفجر ودمع الفرح. لقد اجتزنا جسور الوحشة وما زالت أصداف الكلمات في جيوبنا. الفنارات تلوح لنا من شواطئ الجراح، وفي شراييننا أعياد الجبال. يا أصدقاء الوحل والضوء، لنا وحدنا هذه المدينة، لنا شوارع لا يملأها سوى أثر أنفاسنا على الثلج. أزحنا جدران الزمان وعبرنا، بادلنا البنادق بقمح الشرق، وذهب الصحراء بندى التيه. كما لو أننا نعود إلى بيت الحب الأول، نسكب خمر البدايات في أسمائنا ونفتح صدورنا للبحر. هنا في الأرض الغريبة، لا شيء سوى عراء وجودنا والطواحين.
If you want to find out more about his work, check out our podcast, The Power of the In-Between. And you can find translations of all of the works read today on our website, asymptotejournal.com. Well, that's it for this edition of the Asymptote Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this look back at some special readings from throughout the last year. And remember, if you're looking for a great way to discover the best and newest in world literature, make sure to join the Asymptote Book Club. Find out more information at asymptote.com/bookclub. I'm Dominic Boyle. Thanks for listening.